smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A Kent teacher who had an affair with a female pupil has been banned from teaching for life. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Lauren Chandler, who taught PE at Dover College, was accused of taking the teenager to her parents' house during school holidays. It was also proved the pair had exchanged flirty text messages. The 24-year-old was found to have potentially brought the profession into disrepute at a hearing of the National College for Teaching and Leadership. Criminal investigations did not proceed because the youngster and her parents chose not to take things further.
This is KMFM News.
It's been confirmed a man who died after reportedly jumping onto a railway line to save a woman was a 74-year-old from Canterbury. He was hit by a train near to Chatham Station yesterday morning. British Transport Police say a 38-year-old woman, who's been named locally as Ella Ankhurst, is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. More than three sex offences against children have been recorded by police in Kent every day, according to new figures. The NSPCC say there were more than 1,350 reports received in the 12 months to April 2014. That's up nearly 70% on the previous year. John Brown is from the charity.
Police forces up and down the country, we think, are allocating more resources to the front line, to the investigation and detection of sexual offences, and that, of course, is to be welcomed.
It's been revealed six children were among more than 20 suspected illegal immigrants found in the back of a lorry being driven by a Kent man. The vehicle was pulled over on the A1 in Cambridgeshire. The people inside, who were all from the Middle East, have been handed over to immigration services. A 54-year-old man from Dover has been bailed until August.
KMFM News.
600,000 transactions have been affected by a glitch which has left some RBS, NatWest and Ulster Bank customers with payments missing from their accounts. The group says the problem has been fixed, but it will take some time to ensure no one has been left out of pocket. Sky's Sam Washington says it will have a big impact on customers.
This isn't just some trivial little technical inconvenience for people. This is people's payments, their salaries going in, so people unable to make mortgage payments, people getting benefit payments that they can't access. Some reports people can't go out and buy, you know, their weekly food shop for their children.
There's been a drop in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Figures released today show there were 17,465 people claiming job seekers allowance in the county last month. That's falling by more than 1,100 on April. Nationally, unemployment dropped by 43,000 between February and April to 1.81 million. Women are being urged to freeze their eggs at the age of 35 if they haven't started a family already. Doctors are warning a woman's chances of conceiving are 18 times lower at 44 than 6 years earlier. Jill Anthony-Ackery is from the Midland Fertility Clinic. She says it shouldn't be viewed as a quick fix.
It's not a lifestyle choice. It's not like, you know, nipping out and having, you know, a bikini wax or something. It's arduous going through egg freezing. The cost can be prohibitive to some people, but then again, it's probably the same as 2 weeks holiday in Cancun. It's a question of perspective.
And Kent's the best place in Europe for a family holiday, according to a leading travel guide. Lonely Planet have put the county above places including Ibiza, County Kerry in Ireland and Budapest. They've picked coastal resorts including Margate as particular highlights. We've been there to find out what you think.
I think it's quite friendly down here. There's lots to do for like the young ones.
Loads of beaches around this side. Amusements, traditional fish and chips.
There is so much of old Margate that is so interesting, and you meet different kinds of people.
We've got details of the top 10 at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and it's been revealed Gillingham will be kicking off the start of the League One season at home to Sheffield. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
The fixtures also show they'll be taking on the likes of Port Vale, Bradford City and Wigan Athletic within the first month of their campaign, which they'll get underway in August. Boss Justin Edinburgh hopes the side can carry on their good form from the end of last season.
Our last three games here produced some real good performances and results, and we're certainly looking to continue that and you know, start the season with a real good crowd and the atmosphere that we had here in the last game of the season.
Meantime, it's understood Manchester City have made an increased bid for Liverpool's Raheem Sterling, reported to be between £35 and £40 million. Their first offer was rejected and it's believed their latest attempt will receive similar treatment. It's reported Liverpool value Sterling at a minimum of £50 million. And in cricket, Kent Sam Billings will be hoping to hit more runs for England in the crucial fourth one-day international against New Zealand later. The tourists are 2-1 up in the five-match series. Play at Trent Bridge is due to get underway at 2.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.